about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Howdy, guys. All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show here. Thank you all for tuning in. I am Dr. Dahlia Wax. We got Donovan working the dials tonight. This is Genesis Communications Network sending the show out to you guys. So I just have to thank everybody involved. Ooh, thank you, thank you, thank you. And thank you for listening. I know you have plenty of other choices. I know you do. In fact, you're even thinking of the other choices. I know what you're doing. I know you're thinking of the other choices, but no, don't. Don't. You stay tuned. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. I would love to hear from you. Anything you want to talk about. Medical, politics, relationship stuff, anything you want to talk about, that's what I'm here for. So please call in at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. A lot of stuff I want to talk about in this next hour. Apparently patients are getting very fed up with doctors calling them and giving them their results over the phone. All right? And some of the results include cancer. So patients are getting cancer diagnoses over the phone. We want to talk about why that's making people mad. Okay. Yeah, you wonder? All right, but there's a reason for it. All right, so we're going to talk about that. Also, looks like a school had to close in San Francisco because I guess a huge, huge stomach flu just raged throughout the school. We're going to talk about that. Looks like the government is trying to push some cheaper testing. Surprise, surprise. First, it was mammograms, then it was pap smears, then it was prostate. Now they're looking at the colonoscopy. All right, we're going to talk about that. Then there's a 24-year-old who's is quote-unquote going Amish. He's dumping his cell phone, his email, Facebook for 3 months. He's getting publicity. That's what he's getting. But I don't know how he's going to get through that. I would absolutely go through a conniption. And I guess government wants to regulate sugar. All right. It looks like that they're thinking about regulating sugar in addition to alcohol, tobacco. I tell you, we know they've already been trying to do that with taxing sodas, etc. Yep, government wants to be involved. Absolutely. So, of course, I want to hear from you guys. So please call in at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, or 1-877-362-3254. All right. Study came out saying there is an alternative to colonoscopy and it'll spot cancer also. So they are talking about having a flexible sigmoidoscopy, which is of course less invasive than a colonoscopy. Now, have you guys ever had the sigmoidoscopy? Okay. Sigmoidoscopy, all right, is the one where you don't get to be asleep. Sigmoidoscopy only goes up to the sigmoid colon. You have the ascending colon near the right side of your body with your appendix. You have the transverse colon that goes along the belly horizontally. You got the descending colon that goes down the left side. You got the sigmoid colon that looks like an S that connects the descending colon to your rectum. Then you got the rectum, and then you have the anus. And that leads to the opening, the light at the end of the tunnel, shall we say. All right, so they're saying that, you know, sigmoidoscopy can actually, you know, find, polyps too. Well, yeah, it can. Remember, most cancers do happen in the left. It's just I don't want anybody interpreting this as it's better than the colonoscopy. I prefer the colonoscopy first. Now, if you want to do a backup sigmoidoscopy for funsies, oh, great. Fine by me. You know, you don't have to be put to sleep. I think it's kind of painful, you know, but I mean, sigmoidoscopies, I mean, any extra looks and extra views I'm happy with, but by no means do I like it when a sigmoidoscopy is offered instead of the colonoscopy. Now, from what I understand, years ago with Kaiser, that's what we did. When I trained at Kaiser, on Mondays was sigmoidoscopy day, so we would just be doing sigmoidoscopies all day long and on Monday, and I learned to do it really well. It's just, then, you know, colonoscopy came into favor and family docs really weren't supposed to be, you know, doing those. It wasn't considered standard of care. You just refer to the GI doctors. So all that training went for nothing. And I'm kind of glad people were doing colonoscopies because I think you should be asleep. When you're awake and moving and uncomfortable, I think it's, you know, a little more dangerous. But they're good. It's just what I don't want happening are these studies popping up saying, all right, guys, you know, you may not have to go through the expensive colonoscopy. You could just do the sigmoidoscopy, because many of the cancers can also be right-sided. And the colonoscopy usually goes up the sigmoid, up the descending, over the transverse, and then it peaks around into the upper right. Very important. Sometimes we can even see down to where the appendix attaches, you know, depending on how good your colon is that day. So I'm still a big fan of the colonoscopy, but they're saying, you know, maybe if you want to do a backup test, you could do the sigmoidoscopy. I'm not that upset about that. So that's kind of interesting. Well, as we get more data, we'll look into it. Okay. Again, I've been getting a lot of your emails. Sorry if I haven't, you know, brought up your emails on air. I know, again, a lot of them have been political, and, you know, we've had so much medical news to talk about. You know, a couple stories last hour that I just want to touch upon this next hour would be, this huge, Pfizer birth control recall. Apparently some of the dosing got messed up. And so some people were taking dummy pills when they thought they were taking real pills, possibly at risk for pregnancy, and also diet soda has been linked to heart disease. So these are things I want to talk about. So I know we have some emails about politics. Again, you know, people want to know why I'm not backing Newt. I like Newt. I like Newt a lot. Some people think it's because I'm a woman. I like Newt. Newt's smart. Okay, Newt is smart. Romney's smart. Please, I don't want to get into that political discussion. Yes, I know Newt has had some trouble attracting the ladies. Right, I know that, you know, but again, I honestly, if it's new to Romney, I think either of them will do a good job. All right, I'm just going to say that. I know Ron Paul has been falling behind in the polls. Santorum, both smart men. I just don't think they're going to win, and I don't know if they want to drag this out any longer than it has to be. But, you know, please, people, don't start getting upset at me with the whole politics thing, okay? I'm just trying to do a medical show here, and I know if you guys don't talk about politics, that's fine. But again, if you do want to shoot medical emails my way, that is what I'm here for. All right, I am. Okay, looks like we got some calls coming up, so please stay on board. We're coming up on break, so we'll listen to your calls right after break. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
When's the last time you had a chance to buy a ticket to paradise? Listen up for a truly once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Imagine the ultimate bug-out safe home, surrounded by incredible lush, fertile land, filled with fruit trees, coffee farm, fresh air, wildlife, and gorgeous views of the Pacific Coast. And you could win it for only $200. Yes, a Costa Rican family of four is raffling off their $400,000 home for only $200 per ticket. The winner scores a 2,000-square-foot, three-bedroom, two-bath house, two-car garage with bodega, guest house, nearly 3 acres of fertile coffee farmland, and a 1978 diesel Toyota Land Cruiser. All for only $200 per raffle ticket. Only 2,000 tickets will be sold. Hurry, raffle ends April 30th, 2012. For complete details, visit CostaRicaRaffle.com. That's CostaRicaRaffle.com. Get your ticket to paradise today at CostaRicaRaffle.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Do you use a CPAP breathing device to help treat sleep apnea and prevent snoring? If so, you should know big insurance companies and government regulations can affect the way you buy sleep apnea equipment. They decide what devices you receive, when you get replacement equipment, and even what you pay. Why limit the quality of your treatment? Break away from institutionalized healthcare and shop where you set the sleep therapy standard. Shop at CPAP.com. See what? CPAP. It stands for Continuous Positive Airway Pressure. CPAP.com has the equipment you want in stock and ready to ship today. Visit CPAP.com to see all of your sleep apnea equipment options. Or call toll-free 1-855-SNORE-11. That's 1-855-766-7311 to speak with a friendly sleep apnea expert who will answer all of your questions. Mention this ad for free shipping. Again, that's CPAP.com. CPAP.com. CPAP. Your money, your treatment, your choice.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget Vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
All right, let's get back to work. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Lots of cool medical stuff to talk about today, and I'm also going to want to talk about, I guess, scientists now think they may actually be able to read minds. Remember, we were just talking about pilots and them yesterday. We were talking about wearing these EEG monitors so the military could tell if they're falling asleep at the wheel and not picking up on a sensor so they could control the aircraft. Well, actually, scientists at Berkeley now think they could actually read minds. So I want to talk about that later this hour. But let's go to the phone lines. I want to hear from you. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hey, Doc Dahlia, good to talk to you. Listen, sweetheart, I'm kind of wondering about you. I think, because you've just come out so strong for Gingrich, and today you were saying that you didn't understand why women didn't go for him more. I can tell you why. Oh, by the way, I'm the truck driver who's been married 3 times, had 3 women cheat on him. I can tell you why women don't like him or trust him, because he's a cheater. Plus, he flip-flops on stuff. He doesn't believe the same things he believed 10 years ago. He says something different. Seems like he'll say anything just to get you to vote for him. Well, I just don't, I can't believe it's your for a guy who's such a cheater. You know, he's cheated on all his wives. I don't see how anybody would want a cheater for a president. I'm just really kind of shocked at that. The only one who hasn't flip-flopped, he hasn't ever changed his stance on anything in the last 30 years, He's an obstetrician. He's
delivered
hundreds of babies.
John
Paul, and he's a fellow doctor. I'm really kind of surprised that you're not for him, since he is probably the most ethical of everybody.
All right.
And, you know, I mean, Gingrich was even made to leave Congress because of his ethics. We don't need another unethical president.
All right. Well,
anyway,
thank you.
Sweetheart, I love you. I love your advice. And you were right. I don't ever need to get married again. But I still like having companionship. So anyway, we're just looking. We're just being patient. Thank you, sweetheart.
Thank you for calling. Thank you. Okay. I'm not. All right. Yeah, great. Yeah. You know, I got to tell you, it's more interesting to talk about this than prostates. Fine. We'll talk about it. Look, I've said I think what Newt has to say is very, very smart. I'm not saying I want him to be president of the United States. I've never said I wanted anybody to be president of the United States. But I know people think because I'm a doctor, I would be for Ron Paul. No. Again, Ron Paul lost me with his foreign policy on Israel. Okay. Once I heard, you know, his stance on that, I just, I couldn't put my support. Yes, I know he and I do similar things. We both don the vaginal speculum. Yes, I get that. But that's about probably as far as our similarities go. All right. We both know how to evaluate an ovary and a fibroid. That's about it. Okay. You know, yeah, I've delivered babies too, but I think, honestly, really, guys, I don't want to say I'm for Newt and not Romney. I think they both are going to do fine. I am nervous about Romney and RomneyCare. Yes, I am. But if he says he's going to appeal Obamacare and he's learned his lesson, all right, and we'll be able to get some sort of, process going with trying to fix our healthcare system. Because, again, I don't want to just repeal Obamacare and then, you know, go back to the same garbage, because we really need to address what is going on. We have too many people on Medicare, and they're not getting their Medicare coverage. I've gone into great lengths about how I feel about how where Medicare is going, and we do need to do something. I don't know if I want the government intervening. I think maybe a lot of us doctors and us patients need to intervene. Maybe we're the ones that need to come up with this and not politicians. But, you know, like what you said about Newt, remember, all right, these guys are vying for presidency, okay? All four of them that are right now running for presidency are going to say whatever they have to. They want to become president, okay? Whether they're saying what we want them to say or not, remember, they all want to be president. I mean, who wouldn't? Well, I don't think I'd want it. No, I don't think I'd want it at all. All right, let's go back to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Yes, I just had a comment about the candidates that are running.
Mm-hmm.
In my opinion, people need to look into who funds their campaigns, because just like Obama, that's who they're going to take care of. You know, once they are elected, you know, the Goldman Sachs, the big banks funded Obama just like they're funding Gingrich and Romney. You know, and if you look at who funds Ron Paul, it's, you know, people like me and you and active duty military. So I just think that if we vote for anybody other than Ron Paul, we're going to end up with just another Obama. But, all right, thank you for your time.
No, thank you for your, thank you for your, okay, good. So we have two people voting for Ron Paul. That's, I know, you know, it's funny. I mean, there's a lot of people, they just really, really support Ron Paul. It just, I don't know where he's going to go in this election. I mean, he did really, really poorly in Florida. What was it, 7% of the vote? But I got to tell you, I mean, he has probably one of the most organized campaigns. And I tell you, every time there's a news clip, we see Ron Paul supporters. So they know what to do. It's just they aren't able to garner everybody else's support. And, you know, maybe it's what he says in the debates. All right. You know, I don't know. Okay. All right. Well, let's move on. If you guys don't mind moving on, I really want to go to medical. Okay. This is interesting. Okay. A stomach bug. Yes. We're going to talk about stomach bugs. I know you'd rather talk about politics, but come on. Let me get the medical news out. All right. A Jesuit high school in San Francisco was closed because more than 100 students caught the stomach flu. They probably had diarrhea. Doesn't that interest you? A school with diarrhea? Come on. All right. Okay. Yes, you can still call in 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. More than 50 students called in sick. Oh, I would too. I'd pretend I'd have it also. At St. Ignatius College Preparatory Academy on Tuesday, and another 90 went home after suddenly becoming ill. The number of students represents a significant percentage of our community. Yeah, probably an outbreak. They need to check them out. Check them out for hepatitis. Check them out for stomach flu. Absolutely. 1,500 students are enrolled in the school. They will now, officials will now spend the day deep cleaning and sanitizing the school. All events such as sports club meetings, etc., have been canceled. The school plans to reopen Thursday, but any students who show symptoms of stomach flu should stay home at least 3 days. Okay, I hope these teachers are smart, because even if these kids get better, they're really going to milk this one. I mean, I would tell everybody, come on, guys, let's, you know, you want another couple days off? Let's just all say we got the poops. Let's do it. I told you that, you know, whenever I called in sick from work, I wouldn't say, oh, I have the sniffles, and nobody would believe you. You know, you say you have explosive diarrhea, they're like, you know, is there anything I could do to help? Okay, speaking of explosive, this is kind of interesting. This is something I need to read. Weight loss may prevent leaky bladder and diabetes. How many of us ladies have to cross our legs when we cough? Okay, well, we know if you're overweight and you lose weight, that could help. All right, and we know diabetics sometimes have increased incontinence. My problem is I gave birth to two kids. I don't have diabetes. Right. Yeah, I'm still, you know, and I'm no size two, but having my kids, you know, it's like, okay, you know, that's why my show isn't funny. That's why I don't make my show funny, because I don't want to laugh and pee. So, you know, it's kind of dry. I gotta keep the show dry. So my chair is dry. So don't pee. Anyway, they say overweight women with diabetes should be able to cut their risk of urine leakage if they shed some pounds. They say extra pounds, especially in the stomach area, are considered a risk factor for urinary incontinence. So type 2 diabetes, if you lose the weight, you could lose the diabetes, right? You could also lose the ability to, or you could gain the ability to control some of your urine. Now, you know, a lot of you men, you don't have to deal with this unless you've had, you know, prostate treatment, radiation of the prostate. I have a lot of patients tell me, Dalia, I know what you guys are talking about. I'm even having fecal incontinence from my prostate radiation therapy. So incontinence, the inability to maintain your bowels or your bladder, it's very embarrassing and it's very difficult. I know I'm going to be an incontinence patient because I have to plan where to pee wherever I go. And because, you know, if I go to a movie, I don't want to miss the movie. So I have to make sure I pee during the previews. If I pee before the previews take 15 minutes. Now I'm already 15 minutes in. Won't make it. So I purposely try to find the last preview, go and pee, so I could sit through the movie. And as soon as the movie's done, I have to go to the bathroom. Now that could be a precursor to urge incontinence. You have stress incontinence and urge incontinence. Stress incontinence is where you cough, sneeze, you giggle. When you put pressure, laugh, it forces stress and your detrusor muscles weak and you pee. Urge incontinence is where when you get full, when your bladder gets to a certain level, you just start to urinate and you only have X amount of time to go to the bathroom. Now, like I said, I'm in between those. I don't know where my bladder is going to go with this, but what I do know is I got to work on my Kegels, right? I know I should be Kegeling now, but I need a post-it note to remind me to Kegel, but you all don't want to hear that. But anyway, you got to really increase that musculature. You got to make sure you don't have infection. You got to make sure you don't have diabetes. You got to keep your weight down. And, you know, sometimes see a urologist if it's, you know, too much trouble. But that's a quick review, a zippy review of incontinence. All right, when we come back, why are doctors telling you over the phone you have cancer and not face-to-face? 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to mysticstampad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to mysticstampad.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to mysticstampad.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or mysticstampad.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
Emergency preparedness plans must include a fast way to start a fire. Fire up instantly with the revolutionary Quick Stove, a compact, lightweight, portable stove that's ready for cooking in less than 1 minute. Quick Stove, the safe, non-explosive fuel source that is an emergency preparedness essential. Quick Stove comes with 4 waterproof fuel cells that ignite in seconds, burn for up to 90 minutes each, can be lit and relit, and be stored indefinitely. At up to 18,000 BTUs, Quick Stove is ready to boil water in less than 5 minutes and burns hotter than most outdoor stoves. Now, the best part. Quick Stove starts at only $34.99 and comes with a 100% satisfaction or your money back guarantee. Order today at quickstove.com or call 801-784-0225. That's 801-784-0225 or go to quickstove.com. Click on the discounts tab for multi-unit savings. Quick Stove, quite possibly the world's fastest outdoor fire.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
And we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Okay, so an article came out today saying that people are being told they have cancer over the phone. Now, this isn't just in America. They're also seeing this in Europe, too. All right? For example, in Great Britain, they say the NHS Trust, right, is staff at the NHS Trust was being rebuked for breaking bad news to patients over the phone. They're saying more and more people with cancer are being told over the phone they have the diagnosis of cancer. They think this obviously is ridiculous, and why aren't doctors seeing them face-to-face? Okay, well, I don't know what's going on across the pond. And again, it's socialized medicine for the most part. Maybe the doctors, you know, you can't get in with them until a month later, so they don't want you to wait, so they're calling you. But, I mean, I know here in the States, all right, a lot of us doctors will do a test and will say, please follow up for the results. We'll do the test and follow up for the results. Now, I could not sleep knowing that one of my patients had cancer and their appointment was 2 weeks from that day. All right. So then I have an option when I get the results to call them and let them know then, right? Or make them wait. Now, I don't think that's right to make them wait till they follow up. I really don't. Now, a third option would be to call and say, you need to get in right away. Now, do you think they'd want that call? Now, I don't know about you, but, you know, most of my patients, they're at work. And if I told them at work they need to stop what they're doing and come all the way down to the office, they're going to be freaking out. Well, tell me why. So I have to tell them over the phone anyway. Now, if I diagnose skin cancer, okay, well, let's say I think something's skin cancer, let's say, all right, usually I kind of have an idea when I biopsy, and I'll tell the patient, I'm like, look, okay, this is what we're looking at. I've seen these before. All right. At worst case scenario, best case scenario, it's nothing. Worst case scenario, it may be a basal cell cancer, which is a form of skin cancer that's fairly easily treated, but it's something we're going to have to jump on right away. So what I want you to do is as soon as we get the results, all right, do you want to make a follow-up? They usually make a follow-up anyway to take the stitches out. I go, do you want me to call you? And 99.99% of them, I think 100% of them say yes. Yeah, call me. I mean, don't wait. I mean, if you get it before the stitches, you know, if you get the results before stitches come out, doctor, call me. All right. So a lot of times I'll ask them. Same thing with women when I do colposcopies. But, you know, a lot of times you could take a look and I could tell by the friability. And I'll be like, look, you know, I've seen this before. I'm a little nervous that this could be something early. All right. So I want to make sure I have your cell number because as soon as I get the result, I want to call you. Is that okay if I call you? Yeah, and a lot of times you're like, yes. I understand how this headline makes it look that bad, where doctors are telling people they have cancer over the phone rather than face to face. But do these patients really want to wait the 2-3 weeks? Do they want to wait, or do they want to get a call saying, doctor needs to see you? Well, why? What's wrong? I can't tell you. The doctor wants to see you. I mean, to me, that almost sounds just as bad. Tell me. You know, I don't want a nurse being stoic on the phone. Tell me why the doctor wants to see me immediately. You know, well, because they have to give you a diagnosis, but they have to give you the diagnosis face to face. I mean, at that point, you know, I'd rather just be told over the phone, you know, tell me what's going on. So, like I said, you know, with my patients, if I have a pretty, pretty good idea, something kooky's going on, I tell them, look, okay, this is what we're looking at. We're either looking at this or this. Okay, as soon as I get any defining result, I'm going to call you, and we're going to get to work on it. But let's pray it's nothing. And that's what we do. You know, sometimes I'll get a mammogram that comes back abnormal. I'll call them. And I'll say, you know, look, we have a mammogram. They want some further testing on it. All right, we need to take a closer look. Let's take a closer look. It could be nothing, but it could be something. We need to take a closer look. And I mean, honestly, yes, I will tell patients over the phone because I really don't think I'm doing them any justice making them wait to follow up with me. And I also think that's a little dangerous. You make people wait for the follow-up. What if you're not available? What if you're out of town? You know, what if they can't get off work till next Wednesday? Yeah, I think it's, you know, so I think some diagnoses you really don't want to wait the week. You know, people want to know and they want to know now. It's really frustrating because doctors are damned if they do, damned if they don't. You notice that. I mean, in the medical profession, it doesn't matter what we do. All right. If we charge a patient, they get upset. If we don't charge a patient, we get in trouble with insurance or Medicare. You know, you're damned if you do, damned if you don't. Someone's always going to be mad at you. All right. But what I would recommend, okay, is if you're the type of person that really doesn't want the phone calls, you really don't want the test coming as a phone call, then you need to tell your doctor, okay, because find out if that's what they do. If they're like, look, if something goes wrong, we want to call you immediately. We don't want to wait. Tell them, I prefer you not call me, but ask me to make the follow-up. Or can I just make a follow-up in 2-3 days? When do you think you're going to get the results? And do it that way, because a lot of doctors will do that. They'll just wait to see you. I do, though, urge you to always make a follow-up for the results. Don't ever take this no news is good news. I think that is one of the most dangerous things offices do. If you don't hear from us, that means it's normal. No. That's very dangerous, because what if they never got the result back from the lab? I just had a patient last week, came in, thank God, for follow-up of his labs. Okay? We had run all the labs, and I noticed that the PSA wasn't there. And I'm like, I ordered a PSA. Where is it? Well, we called the lab, and they said, oops, my bad. We're like, can you please run the PSA? Oh, no. Specimen's a few days old. We can't. So luckily he was there because of his follow-up. We were able to run the PSA to check for prostate cancer, run it then and there. But you see, I like sitting down. I like making sure that everything I ordered got through. Remember, people make mistakes. Doctors can make mistakes. Nurses can make mistakes. The phlebotomist can. The lab can. You know, but when I order a test and the lab doesn't do it, usually we will catch that, because we check off all the tests that we ordered. If something didn't happen, we could call. But that's why I make that follow-up, because before the doctor can catch the mistake, you could catch it. Right? I mean, luckily in this particular case, I always look for it, because I'm just huge on PSA. And I'm like, you know what? Don't move. I want your PSA result before I let you go. And the lab never ran it. And so, you know, things happen. I mean, they will happen. I don't know why these mistakes happen. I wish it was foolproof. But what you don't want happening is you, let's say, do a mammogram, a pelvic ultrasound, a thyroid ultrasound. You don't hear from the doctor. You think everything's fine. And the doctor gets the mammogram and the pelvic but never got the thyroid. You know, your job is to make sure that every test you get the results of, your results. And you know what? Ask for a copy. Why not? Have a copy of the test. Why not? Well, my doctor charges me 60 cents a page. Well, you know, sometimes they will, sometimes they won't. You know, sometimes you're like, can I get a copy of my labs? A lot of times the doctors will do it for free. Now, when you want a copy of your whole chart, yes, it takes time. It takes toner. Yeah, that's probably going to charge you. But why not get a copy of your results? Why not? A lot of times the radiology place will give you a copy of the image and the ultrasound or MRI that you did. I think that's very valuable. Hold on to it, because if something happens to your doctor and you need to see another doctor, you have your medical records. Until we develop a system that's hopefully hack-proof, that's computerized, where you could have all your data, which they originally wanted a little microfiche thing, you know, and then they were talking about a credit card. But until you could carry all your data, which would be nice. I mean, ever since you were born, you know, your vaccines, et cetera, until they develop something like that, or, you know, right now, just collect what you can, even if it's a paper form. A, so you could look at the results. B, you could say, wait a second, doc, you might have missed this thyroid test. What am I supposed to do with this? Because remember, you know, things can happen. But if you don't want to be called by your doctor over the phone about a diagnosis that could be a little touchy-feely, let's say an STD diagnosis, et cetera, then let them know and make sure you make a very, very close follow-up. Okay, don't make a follow-up 2-3 weeks out. If the labs are going to come in on Thursday, then you make that follow-up for Friday. Okay? All right, guys, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our leap year sale with prices from 5 years ago. From February 1st to February 29th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hi folks, Jason Lewis here. Did you know USA Today reports that nearly 20% of parents plan to take a second job to pay bills and support their families? Well, bravo, I applaud responsibility. But I have a far better idea, a way for you to stay home and earn that second income to pay bills or get ahead financially. I recommend starting your own internet-based home business through incomeathome.com. They can help you start earning money fast. No selling soap, no cold calling, and no pressure. No matter your age, education, or experience, you can do this in the comfort of your home. They provide the coaching and they bring potential customers to your home computer. You can literally earn money from your kitchen table. And you know, I recommend incomeathome.com to all of my listeners. So visit incomeathome.com and check out the $1,000 giveaway. That's incomeathome.com. Don't forget to tell them Jason Lewis sent you. That's incomeathome.com, incomeathome.com, incomeathome.com.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Has the United States been discovered in the Bible?
Where does Islam fit in Bible prophecy?
Is the new world order world government?
These and other crucial end time questions are answered in the new DVD package, Understanding the End Time, from End Time Ministries. Jesus Christ said, "I tell you these things before they come to pass, so that when they do come to pass, you might believe." After you watch this 14-lesson DVD series, Understanding the End Time, you'll know more about Bible prophecy than the average seminary graduate. This DVD package normally sells for $280, but now is only $199. Order Understanding the End Time DVD package at endtime.com today for only $199 or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. 1-800-363-8463 or endtime.com.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. This just in, Angelo Dundee dies at age 90. No, not Crocodile Dundee, Angelo Dundee. He was the one that kind of worked the corner for Muhammad Ali in many of his fights. Also helped out Sugar Ray Leonard. Apparently he died in Tampa, Florida today of 90 years old. I got to tell you, more and more people are living till their 90s. Honestly, aren't you seeing this? I got to tell you. Yeah, but sad case today for Don Cornelius of Soul Train. Apparently, they found him this morning after he incurred a self-inflicted gunshot wound, shot himself in the head in a suicide. And it's a shame. I remember Soul Train. You know, it's interesting. I think back to, you know, the music, and you kind of look at, you know, what really happened in the 50s and 60s and 70s that kind of were landmarks. And, you know, with the 50s, it was rock and roll, right? We all know that. That was the birth of rock and roll. And yeah, there was some cool dancing, but we really remember the 50s for rock and roll. 60s, we remember more for expressionism, all right? Individuality, expressionism, right? And then in the 70s, I think it really was the dancing. It was the grooving, it was the bump, it was the hustle, the groove and the jive and the turkey and the, you know. And so if I think of the 70s, I think of dancing. And Soul Train was probably a part of that. 80s, what would 80s have been? 80s would have probably been loud and beat. And I don't know what the 80s would have represented it as that, but, you know, maybe Reagan. I don't know. I think of Reagan in the 80s, right? 90s, I really don't know what. 90s was Generation X or Y, or I don't know, Generation X, right? I really don't know what we identify now, the 90s and the 2000s and the teens. But the 70s, it was dance. It was. And so we'll remember Don Cornelius of Soul Train and say goodbye to Angelo Dundee. Okay, some news headlines that we talked about earlier in the show that I need to talk to you about. Pfizer has recalled over 1 million birth control packets of at least 14 lots of low overall, 28, and the generic Nogestrel ethinyl estradiol tablets. Now, what happened with these birth control pills is you have the regular pills that have the hormones, and then you have the dummy pills at the end of the pack. The dummy pills at the end of the pack are so you still are in the cycle, you know, and the habit of taking the pill, but you get your withdrawal bleed because you're not on hormones and you get your period. Then when you start your new pack, boom, the new pack has your hormones again for the first 3 weeks, dummy pills at the end. What happened is some of the dummy pills were mixed in the packaging order to the pills that actually had the hormone. Some packets didn't have any dummy pills. Some packets had more dummy pills than not. So people just taking their pill every day and not really looking at the different color could have possibly been taking dummy pills and not had the actual hormone. And if you miss a pill or if you lack enough hormone, you can ovulate within a couple days and possibly be pregnant. So right now we are worried that if about 100 million packets of this have been recalled, assuming all those packets were within people's hands, you know, and being used, there could be at least 1 million women affected by this, possibly getting pregnant. And, you know, again, women take this not just to get pregnant because they don't want a pregnancy. Some of them take it because they have heavy abnormal bleeding. They want to avoid menstrual cramps. They want to avoid migraines. If you take Accutane, a medicine for acne, you want to definitely not get pregnant because then you could have a fetus that could become deformed because of the birth control. And or not because of birth control, because of the Accutane. And so, you know, this is pretty serious. And we could have a bunch of crampy, bleeding women now running around the place. I know Armageddon, but what's even worse is if people have an unwanted pregnancy, right, because of this. And so, you know, Pfizer could be looking at some lawsuits. I mean, Pfizer was everybody's favorite company when they came out with Viagra and Z-Pak and, you know, Zoloft and stuff. And this really, really is huge. So, you know, hopefully if nobody got pregnant, then, you know, there's probably not going to be any lawsuits. I mean, these pills should be different colors. And so I'm wondering if how they found this out was one of the consumers said, look, this color doesn't match. This doesn't jive. You know, contacted the company. But I mean, they're doing right. They're doing the recall. From what I understand, the expiration dates, I believe, is July 31st, 2013 to March 31st, 2014. What we're recommending you do is if you were on these pills within those expiration times, or you look up the lot number and you are taking the pill of that lot, our recommendation is get a pregnancy test. Get a pregnancy test. Contact your doctor. Okay. Make sure your pack could be among that. Let them know what happened. Again, like I said, make sure you're not pregnant. Make sure you start using backup protection until told not to. You'll probably have to at least be on backup protection for a week, right, until this gets figured out on if we need you to be on it for a month or two. When you start a new birth control pack, we have you on, you know, condoms for at least 2 months when it's a new one. But if you've been kind of getting, you know, the hormones in your system and you miss a day or two, a lot of times we only have you use backup protection for about a week. But you have to take the medicine back to the pharmacy. Okay, don't flush it down the toilet. Don't ever flush your pills down the toilet. Trust me, men do not want to drink the, you know, the water city water that has estrogen in it, okay? They'll get boobies. Honestly, no, don't do that. Okay, so that was a headline. Another headline today was diet soda being linked to stroke and heart attack risk. Apparently, they say a diet soda a day increases your chance for heart attack, stroke risk by 43%. They think what happens is the aspartame in these diet sodas affect your liver, causing liver damage, putting you more at risk for diabetes, putting you more at risk for stroke, heart attack, etc. Now, we thought diet drinks were safe. No, we didn't. I thought diet drinks were useless. You know, I mean, not the healthiest thing, you know, a very poor substitute for water, but I've never seen a link between a diet soda and heart attack. Now, it was kind of a decent study. We looked at about 2,400 people, all right? Figured out the risk factors by that. They need to do a lot more studies before we freak out, a lot more. But just, you know, heads up. Again, just moderation. If you want a diet soda once in a blue moon, that's fine. But it shouldn't be your staple. Now, a commentary today. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. A commentary published in today's Nature was talking about how sugar is just as toxic for people, so government should actually step in and regulate it, just like alcohol and tobacco. They say sugar meets the same criteria for regulation as alcohol, right? This is what the authors wrote. And they said there's potential for abuse. It's toxic, right? People eat up to 500 calories a day in just added sugar alone. They say it could affect the brain just as alcohol and tobacco do, cause death because of diabetes, heart disease risk. So they're recommending that government starts to regulate sugar. All right. As far as I'm concerned, no thank you. I do not need the government regulating food, please, no. I do like the idea of healthier school lunches. I do. I do love the idea of the education and allowing there to be the calorie counts, the amount of sugar, maybe a little graph so we know that you're getting 90% of your day's sugar from that one cupcake. I love the idea of education. I'm for that. I'm just not for the government shoving it down our throat. Okay? You know, we're big boys and girls. We can make our own decisions. Well, somebody making his own decision is a 24-year-old who is calling this project the Amish Project because he is going to do without email. He's going to do without texting. He's going to be doing without Twitter. He's going to do without phone, his smartphone, for 3 months. All right? He is a grad student, Jake P. Riley, from Chicago Portfolio School, has now ceased doing all this. Oh, actually, he did it, from what I understand, October 2011 to the end of the year. He put his sailor service on hold, put a vacation autoresponder on his email account, shut down his Facebook. All right? Now, apparently, it looks like he did live. All right? He said he had an abundance of time for work and play. All right? Actually, he had a renewed love connection with his girlfriend, so he kept busy. He said it was difficult at first, but he ultimately didn't miss the mountains of superficial status updates and stream of consciousness tweets. Oh, boy, when college students talk. Oh, I got to tell you, I love the way I talk now that I've been out of college. But when I was in college, I sounded all cerebral like that, you know. I just, you know, sounded like, oh, the state of consciousness and this. You know, if I had Facebook when I was in college, I probably wouldn't have passed. Okay, a lot more to talk about. Sorry we ended the show so quickly. Well, we didn't end it so quickly, just the hour just zoomed by. If you could stay on for another hour, please do. Got a lot more to talk about on the Dr. Dahlia Show. If not, please follow me on Twitter and call your station to bring the Dr. Dahlia to your city. Dr. Dahlia Show. Bye-bye.
Hi, I'm Michael Zwirling, MZ from the InfoWars team, to let you know that Corey Gold, Ben Fuchs, Ted Anderson, and I will be in Austin, Texas at the Cross Point Church for two free events Saturday, February 4th, 2012. Find out what all the InfoWars team buzz is about. First at 5 p.m., a special InfoWars team business training meeting hosted by the leading expert, Dr. Corey Gold. Then at 7 p.m., the famous nutritional pharmacist, Ben Fuchs, will present his acclaimed lecture on the miraculous standard operating procedure in the human body. For the sake of good health and longevity, you, your family, and friends won't want to miss this free InfoWars team event. We look forward to meeting you in person to answer questions about your health and to introduce an exciting business opportunity to help your family and friends get healthy and support the Alex Jones operation all at the same time. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com and get all the details. InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.